I love parades. I don't know if you love parades, but they're one of my favorite things. I love to sit in a lawn chair on a main street, wherever it might be, whatever town, watch the parade go by. There are going to be probably fire trucks honking, blaring their sirens, lights flashing. I love that. I love watching the parades I've seen have old tractors coming down, convertibles, maybe motorcycles, police, politicians waving. I don't know if I like that, but I wave back at them. It's great. Marching bands. You might have jugglers. You might have clowns. Just one thing after the other. Candy being thrown out for the kids to catch. I like to sit on the side and watch parade go by. It's one of my favorite things. Well, as you know, tonight is Christmas Eve. And we hear the Christmas story. We heard it from Luke chapter 2. And you know what that Christmas story reminds me of? It reminds me of a parade. A parade. It's a Christmas parade. Think about it. It starts way up in Nazareth. Mary and Joseph get the news that they're going to have to walk. Have to walk in a parade with everybody else. There's a registration going on. They've got to go from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. So the Christmas parade begins. Mary and Joseph in that long line of people on their way to Bethlehem. A Christmas parade. Well, lo and behold, what happens? They get to Bethlehem and Mary has a baby. So all of a sudden the parade has one more in this parade, in the Christmas parade. This little baby born outside, born in a stable, no room in the inn. And so now this parade includes a baby born out there in the cold. Then, Christmas parade, something unexpected happens. Heaven joins in the parade. This has been an earthly parade so far, right? Going down the highway, but all of a sudden, heaven opens up and angels start coming out of the sky, joining in with the rest of the people. The angel comes in, joins the parade, starts marching. And then the angel sees some shepherds over there and he says to the shepherds, hey, come on, join in the parade. Get in line with me, right? This is some parade. As we hear it in Luke chapter 2, it's amazing just to watch. The angel says to the shepherds, let's go over to Bethlehem. And the shepherds say, great, we're going to go. And so we got people coming down to Bethlehem. We got Mary. We got Joseph. We got Jesus. We got shepherds, angels. Best parade ever. But wait, there's more. More angels. All of a sudden, all of heaven is open. And Luke tells us that a multitude of the heavenly hosts come down, praising God with their voices. It's a heavenly, holy parade. Quite a sight to see. Now, those angels were watching the parade go by. They have amazing news. That little baby out there in the stable, turns out he's not just a part of the parade. He's the grand marshal. He's the guest of honor. He is the whole reason for the parade. You wouldn't know it. He's just out there in the dark, a baby that happened to be born in the middle of the parade. But the angels tell us he's the center of it all. The angels and the shepherds let us in on this little secret. The angels tell the shepherds and they tell us that this baby is the very Savior promised for centuries, Christ, the Lord. And this parade, say the angels, is not just a TV show, right? It's not an entertainment event like when you watch the the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and you want to see the parade, and every time you start watching, they have some sort of Broadway shows, and it turns into a TV show, and you never see the parade. That's not what's going on here. That baby is God Himself, say the angels. The Lord. God Himself come down as a human baby in human flesh and blood. And He's come in this parade to overthrow death, to do away with evil, to overthrow sadness. The angels say, this isn't a normal parade. It's a rescue mission. This little baby is God Himself who has come to do away with disobedience, to conquer death. He's going to grow up and He's going to make things right. He's going to go all the way to the cross. He's going to die. He's going to rise again. And He's going to bring peace. Peace in our hearts. Peace in the world. Peace between God and us. And this Christmas parade, which begins with just two unknown people walking from Nazareth to Bethlehem, is going to turn into a resurrection, eternal life, new heaven, new earth, peace forever, heavenly rescue mission parade. So you see, I love watching parades, even on Christmas Eve, especially Luke chapter 2. But there's one thing that I like better than watching parades. You know that is one thing I like better than watching a parade. You know what that is? Actually being in the parade. That's better. Ever been in a parade? Who's been in a parade? I've been in a parade July 4th. Going to be in it again next year, St. Paul Lutheran Church and School. That's an advertisement. Being in a parade is better than just watching it. And that's what the angels invite us to do. They invite us to join the parade. That's what this hymn invites us to do. We just sang, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It says, Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Join the angelic host, join the triumph of the sky. Be in the Christmas parade. Don't just bring your lawn chair and sit there and watch it. Join in. The angel speaks to you this day. And he says, this day is born a Savior for you. For you is born Christ, the Savior, the Lord. And he's come in this parade. And he's waving his hand. The angels are, the shepherds are, and they're saying, come on, join the parade. Start marching. We join the parade by faith, by believing what the angels say. The angels say, this baby is Christ the Lord, the Savior, the one who has come to make all things right. It's not obvious if you just look, it's just a baby. But the angels make a promise. That baby is the Christ, the Savior. And this parade is good news. That God knows you enough, cares about you enough, knows your fears. He knows that you're like shepherds out in the dark sometimes, lost. And He comes to bring you light, to bring the glory of the Lord to shine around you. And to know that your life's not just some random mistake-filled thing that happens. Your life is part of a parade. It's going somewhere. It's going to heaven and eternal life. And this Jesus, this baby, is the start of that parade. So don't be a spectator. Join the parade. Sing. Praise God like the angels. Run. It says the shepherds with great haste went to Bethlehem. Joyful all ye nations, rise. We are ye nations. If you've ever wanted to be something, we are ye nations. Joyful all ye nations, rise. It's time for us to rise and to put our faith in that baby and to join the triumph of the skies. What heaven already knows, we are invited to believe that that baby is the Savior, Christ, the Lord. And he invites us to march in the parade. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.